Abdul needed to seek medical attention through accident and emergency for his health, and he needed to be kept in hospital for a few nights for treatment, but he's recovering well now. He's concerned that he's going to be billed for his treatment, though, and he's got no way at the moment of paying for such a bill. He's heard rumours as well that the NHS shared data with the Home Office to track failed asylum seekers and people who've overstayed visas. And when he's stressed, he struggles to understand English and he can't remember what he was told in hospital. Abdul has chosen to apply for accommodation through the Home Office and he's also appealing his decision with a solicitor. He's been allocated a shared room in a block of housing, but it's 5 hours away from where he has been living. He needs to stay in contact with his solicitor locally to gather the evidence he needs for his appeal and also to demonstrate the risk to him should he return to his home country and to demonstrate that he is gay. Abdul's finding this particularly difficult because he's not told many people about his sexuality and he's now faced with speaking about the details of this in court in front of strangers.